朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
兄弟们平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
彼得在他 晚年的时候，他曾经劝勉我们。
And when Peter was advanced in age and in his last days, he had admonished us.
他说，如果有人问起我们心中盼望的缘由，
And he said, if anyone asks us the reason of our belief, our hope,
就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
Then we shall prepare ourselves and always reply everyone with meekness and gentleness.
弟兄姊妹，如果彼得今天在这里问我们，到底我们活着是为什么？
And if Peter were here to ask us, what are we living for?
我们会怎么回答他？
And how shall we answer?
我们曾经想过吗？
Have we ever thought about it?
我们曾经预备过吗？
And are we prepared for it?
在美国有一个很有名的心理学家，他就曾经问过这个问题。
And there's a famous psychologist who had once asked this.
他先后问过了3000个人关于这个问题。
And he had asked about 3000 people on the same question.
弟兄姊妹，在我讲他的统计答案之前，我想问弟兄姊妹，到底我们活着为什么？
And before I give you the statistics set, and then I want to ask you first, and what are we living for?
不管年长的、年轻的，我们现在问一下，我这一生活着是为了什么？
And regardless of your age, let us all ask ourselves, what are we living for?
在这三千个被他问过的人里面，
Among the 3,000 who had asked, who had been asked this question,
这个结果让这个心理学家自己大大的意外。
And then as he found out the answer, he was rather amazed.
94% 的人告诉他说，
And 94% of the people gave this answer.
那答案都是差不多的。
And they had a similar answer.
他就是过着现在的生活，忍受现在，但是盼望一个更好的将来。
And they said they were just to live and to endure, and so they have some kind of hope for the future.
你问这些高中生、初中生，他们就希望早一点不要再做功课。
And if you ask the people and students in high school and middle school, then they said their hope is not to do so much homework.
赶快能够毕业。
And so they will graduate soon.
可以开自己要开的车子。
And then they can drive their car of their choice.
你问那些单身的们，你现在心里面最大的盼望跟目的是什么？
And if we are to ask those who are single, and what is your greatest hope?
他希望建立一个他所想要的家庭。
And then they will reply they want a family.
你问那些正在养孩子的父母亲，他的盼望是什么？
And those who already have family, if you ask them what they hope for,
他可能会希望孩子们早一点上大学。
And they say, oh, they want their children to grow up and go to college.
弟兄姊妹，我们在每一个阶段的里面，我们好像都对我们目前没有那么珍惜，那么宝贵。
And as if each time when we ask the same question, we discover we are not very treasuring the current state.
我们的心都盼望将来有一个更好的生活。
And we always hope for a better life in the future.
94% 的人都是类似这样子的答案。
And 94% of the people gave a similar answer.
弟兄姊妹，我们何等希望我们中间94%的人不是这个答案。
But then we hope for 94% of us among us give a different answer.
弟兄姊妹，上一次我们聚会的时候，我曾经讲过一句话。
And last time as we met, then I talked about this.
一个没有目的的人生是一个盲目的人生。
And a person who had no hope in his life is living a numb life.
一个没有崇高目的的人生是一个不值得过的人生。
And a person who does not have a high goal and his life is not worthwhile living.
一个没有崇高目的的人生是一个没有价值和意义的人生。
And if a person does not have a high goal, then his worth and his value of life is nothing.
从我们年轻的时候，我们就说我们这一代是一个迷失失迷的一代。
And even when we were young, we discovered that this generation is the generation that is lost.
我已经一下子过了30年过来了，我觉得我们这一代还是没有人找到方向。
And suddenly I discovered 30 years had gone by, and I discovered so many people still are lost.
现代的年轻人已经失迷到一个地步，他们不知道他们失迷了。
And the generation today, and they are so lost that they don't even know where they are.
因为整个世界同伴、父母、老师都在失迷的里面，他不觉得孤单了。
And because all their peers, the school and the family, they are all lost and they don't feel anything about it.
我们全都失迷了。
And we are all lost.
弟兄姊妹，没有目的的人生是一个盲目的人生。
And a life without hope is a life of meaningless.
一个没有崇高目的的人生，没有一个准确目的的人生，是一个没有价值的人生。
And a life that is without goal and without value, and it's without value.
从前有一个很有钱的人，他在乡下买了一个别墅。
And there was once a person who was so wealthy and he bought a house in the countryside.
当房子弄好了以后，他搬下去度假。
And when the mansion was ready and he would take a vacation in it,
有一天他出来在田间散步的时候,
and one day he came out to have a walk by the field,
他看见一个农夫在田里面插秧,
and he discovered a farmer is bending over to put some, to plant.
他发现这个农夫插秧的速度这么快, 而且这么准确,
and discovered the farmer is planting rather quickly and accurately.
他发现他插得这么笔直笔直的, 而且一颗跟一颗之间距离这么好,
and he found out that the farmer was amazingly straight in his line.
就他觉得很奇怪, 在那个农夫休息的时候, 他就去问他,
and so he was curious and asked the farmer as he was taking a break.
他说你怎么做得到这么快的速度能够插得这么直这么准?
He asked the farmer, how come you can do it so quickly and accurately?
那个农夫笑着说, 他说先生, 我告诉你以前, 你自己下来插一行试试看。
And the farmer said, before I give you the answer, why don't you try that to plant like I did.
所以反正他去度假，他也很高兴，就取裤子来，他就去擦了。
And since he had nothing else to do, so he just rolled up his pants and he's starting to plant.
等到他擦完一行以后，他后来一看，杂乱无章了。
And after he finished doing it, and then he took one look at it and found out it's all crooked.
他更亲身体会到是一件不容易的事情。
Then he realized himself that it is so difficult a task.
所以他就更好奇想知道答案。
And so he was more curious now.
那个农夫告诉他。
And the farmer said,
他说先生啊，当你在插的时候。
Then mister, as you were planting down.
你每插一颗，你的眼睛要盯着你前面的目标啊，看准一个目标，就一直照着那个目标一路走过去。
And he said, as you plant down one piece, you have to look, your eyes have to be focused on the next gold, and then you will plant down there.
他说你要不要再 try 一次?
And he said, why don't you try again?
他又下去了。
And then the person would follow through.
这次他定了一个目标以后就啊就这样插。
And now he is fixing a fixed point, and then he started planting.
插完以后回来一看呢。
And then as he turned back and looked.
他虽然不像第一次那样子的杂乱无章。
And although it was not as crooked as the first time he did it.
但是这次插完的时候是一个 curve, 啊。
But this time after he planted and he discovered that he had planted in a roll of curve.
所以这个他又问农夫到底怎么回事。
And then he asked, what did I do wrong?
农夫说你刚才看什么东西。
And the farmer said, what did you looking at before?
他说我在看那条老牛啊，他在那里吃草啊。
And he said, suddenly I was looking at the bull and he was eating.
农夫说你不能够看一个善变移动的目标啊。
And the farmer advised him not to fix his eyes on something that is constantly shifting.
因为那个牛吃草就慢慢一步一步在那里移动，所以他就跟着他就这样子。
And because the cow, as he was grazing and he is moving along.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生活是不是常常杂乱无章？
And do we find our life chaotic?
因为我们没有一个清楚的目标。
And because oftentimes it's because we do not have a clear goal.
有的时候我们好像我们有了一个目标。
And sometimes as if we discover some kind of goal.
我们好像常常一直都活在目标里面。
And as if we live by it.
但是那个目标是一直在那里改变。
But then if that goal continuously shifting.
随着我们初中、高中、大学、结婚、生孩子，我们一直在那里改变我们的目标。
And we discover if we look back in our life, elementary school, middle school, high school, and college, they are all changing all the time.
其实我们不知不觉在那里偏离正路。
And actually, gradually, we are moving away from the right path.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要一个永恒不变的目标，成为我们人生的目标。
But today, we know we want to obtain a goal that is steadfast.
一个没有目标的人生是一个盲目和失迷的人生。
And a life without goal is lost and it will get lost again and again.
一个没有崇高和准确目标的人生是一个没有价值和意义的人生。
And without a high and a precise goal is a life that is without value.
一个没有崇高目的的人生是一个不值得过的人生啊。
And if we do not find a high goal in our life, then it is not a life that is worthwhile living.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是为着神的荣耀所创造的。
As we know, we are all created for God's glory.
我们是为着神的荣耀所被制作出来的。
And we are to be made accordingly.
神在我们身上太荣耀的旨意在我们的身上。
And God has such a glorious goal on each of us.
人生最高的目的就是照着照他的神 活在他的旨意里面。
The highest goal of man is to live according to the God who created him.
神造我们，要叫我们成为他蒙爱的对象。
And God wants to create us as the object of His love.
他要把他一切的恩典、丰富的救恩，在他的生命里面赐给我们。
And so that He can impart to us all His richness and blessing.
换句话说，第一件事情，神造我们，要叫我们承受他的生命。
And in other words, the first purpose of God creating us is for us to inherit His life.
而神造我们第二个荣耀的目的。
But then there is the second glorious purpose.
让这个生命在我们的生活里面能够被彰显出他的美丽来。
And so that is that through His life that we can live out His glory and beauty.
而当我们真这样子活着的时候，
And if we live by it,
你发现不仅仅你是一个最蒙福最喜乐的人，
Then you will discover not only you are the most blessed and glorious person.
哦，荣耀的神缠绕我的生命，缠绕我的世界。
And you discover this glorious God has become your life and your world.
他是我一切的一切。
And He has become your all and in all.
他是我的喜乐。
And He becomes your joy.
他是我的平安。
And He is my peace.
他是我的力量。
And He is my strength.
他是我的圣洁。
And He is my holiness.
哦，他是我荣耀的盼望。
And He is my hope of glory.
他是一切。
And He has become my all.
而另外一方面，
And on the other hand,
当神真的在我们里面活出他自己荣美的生命来的时候，
If God truly can live out through us,
我们所有周围的人要从我们这个人身上得到祝福。
And then everyone around us will be blessed through us.
你的家要因着你得到祝福。
And your family will be blessed because of you.
你工作单位的同事和老板要因着你那个人而得到祝福。
And your working environment, even your employer will be blessed because of your existence.
今年教会因着你踏进了神家，教会也要因你而得到祝福。
And if you live by God, then even the church will be blessed because of your presence here.
人为着神的荣耀造的。
And man is created for God.God's purpose.
个人是这样。
It is true individually.
家庭是这样。
And it is also true for each family.
教会也是这样。
And it is like so also for the church.
上一次我们有一节圣经我们没有读，我们需要补读啊。使徒行以弗所书第二章。
Last time we missed reading a verse, and that is from chapter Acts chapter 2.
No, 以弗所书第二章。
I'm sorry, Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章十九节到二十二节。
Verses 19 through 22.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。弟兄姊妹，讲到我们受浸得救以后，我们不再是一个外人，我们是神家里的人，是与圣徒同国的。
And verse 19 says that after we are baptized, we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but we are fellow citizens with the saints.
然后底下就说到所有得救的人，神在我们身上都有一个建造的工作。
And then we talk about that on all the person who was redeemed, that God has a glorious purpose for them.
要谢牧做讲道的。
One must admire to preach.
给我们这么好的水给我们喝。
Because we have good water now.
不再是外人和客旅。
And it's no longer strangers or aliens.
跟神跟弟兄姊妹是一家人。
But then we have become household of God with brothers and sisters in God.
这是我们每一个人都喜欢听到的。
And that is something we all like to hear.
活在神家的爱中。
That we may live in the house, in the love of His house.
神是家长，主耶稣是大哥哥，哎呀，这个家 wonderful.
And God is the head of the house, and Jesus is the older brother, and everyone was blessed.
在这底下就开始讲到，这一般人不仅仅成为家人，成为蒙爱的人。
And then what follows, it says that not only these people have become the members of the household of God,
他们底下就被神摆到一个建造的工作里面去。
And immediately they are placed in a position that they are ready to be built up.
他要把我们建造成为主的圣殿，十九节下半。
And because God wants them to be built up into a holy temple.
好，说到我们要被他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
And so that we are being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不管个人，不管家庭，不管教会，都在这个荣耀的目的里面。
So now we should be conscious of the glorious purpose. It doesn't matter individually or in your family or the church.
神不仅仅希望你、你的家和你所在的教会成为他所爱、所施恩的对象。
And because God not only wants you and your family and your church is to be the object of His love.
神也希望你、你的家和你所在的教会成为神的居所。
Because God also wants you, your family, and His church, and to be the dwelling place of God.
这位宇宙中独一的真神要住在我们里面啊。
And this only one God in the whole universe wants to abide in us.
弟兄姊妹，1999年台湾为了一颗佛牙，把它引到台湾去了。
And in the year 1999, people from Taiwan made a big deal because they obtained a tooth of Buddha.
后来发现是一颗假牙。
And then they discovered later on it is actually false.
不，假的佛牙不是假牙，假的佛牙。
It is not from the Buddha himself.
但是那一年去的时候，多少人沿街跪在地上欢迎他。
But then as they heard that news, then a lot of people just prostrate on the floor to receive it.
我看到一个照片，有那么多虔诚的佛教徒，漂亮的年轻女孩子把她的长发披在地上，佛牙从她面前经过。
And as we looked at the pictures, the many young girls then with their long hair on, sweeping on the floor to receive that too.
最近为了一个佛的指头到台湾去。
And recently another rumor started there's thatA finger of Buddha had gone to Taiwan.
又是万人空巷，几万人到马路上跪在那里迎接他。
And again, thousands of people, Taiwanese, they just go to the street to receive it.
弟兄姊妹，一个死掉的一个指头跟牙齿，人都这样子拜他。
And brothers and sisters, when we look at this dead thing from a body, and people worship those.
而今天那位独一的真神说：“你们是我的居所。”
But then the unique one God has said that you are my dwelling place.
这位伟大的神住在我们里面啊。
And this great God has come to dwell in us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，保罗急到一个地步说岂不知。
And so therefore, brothers and sisters, let us pay attention to Paul saying, don't you know?
你怎么会不知道这件事情呢？
And how come we don't know?
你们就是神的殿。
That you are the temple of God.
这个殿是圣洁的，这个殿就是你们。
And this temple is holy and it is you.
他到了第六章又再讲一次，岂不知道你们的身体是圣灵的殿吗？
And in chapter 6, he repeatedly said that, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姊妹，我们需要神开我们的眼睛啊。
Oh, we must ask the Lord to open our eyes.
我这个人算得了什么？
And what do I count?
满身毛病的这个身体算得了什么？
And I count as nothing before the Lord.
而圣经上说，岂不知道你的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？
But then the Bible tells us that don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
岂不知道你们就是圣灵的殿吗？
And don't you know you are the temple of the Holy Spirit?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里讲重建圣殿的时候，跟我们每一个人都发生关系的。
And so when we're talking about rebuilding the temple, we should know that it is something related to me personally.
你千万不要以为是2500年前以色列的。
And don't just look at it as the history of the people of Israel.
跟你的家跟你的教会发生绝对的关系。
And it has to do with you, your family, and your church.
神要叫我们起来重建城墙。
For God is calling us to come and to rebuild the wall.
你要重建我们里面的圣殿。
And also we must to rebuild this holy temple within.
被仇敌拆毁，被仇敌羞辱，破坏的，神要我们重新建造起来。
And for what the enemy has destroyed and stolen away and killed, and God wants us to rebuild it.
我们没有时间读这个经文，但是你们写下来，《列王记上》第八章第十节。
And why don't you jot it down the first?
第八章第十节。
First Kings chapter 8 verse 10.
然后你讲到当圣殿盖好的时候，耶和华的荣光充满了这个殿啊。
It talked about that day when the temple was finished, the glory of the Lord came to fill it.
所有的祭司没有办法站着来侍奉神。
And not one priest could stand to serve the God.
弟兄姊妹，那你讲到那个殿造的神的心意被建造起来的时候。
And it talked about when the purpose of God was fulfilled on that day.
神马上照着他的应许充满这个殿啊。
Then God would come according to his promise to fill it.
所罗门认识神，他祷告说：“天和天上的天都不够你居住。”
And Solomon knew God and said that heavens and the heavens of heavens is not enough for you to dwell.
你怎么会住一个人所造的一个殿宇呢？
And then what can we build for you to dwell in?
神自己也说过：“我从出了埃及，在旷野以来，我何曾住过你们的殿宇？”
And God himself said that ever since I bring you up from the Egypt and go through the Red Sea, have I ever dwelt in the temple that you made?
但是弟兄姊妹，当圣殿一盖好的时候，
But then when the temple was rebuilt,
你发现神马上用他的荣光充满，大大的充满。
Then we all read that God would come immediately to fill it with his glory.
而且祭司没有办法站着供职。
And not even one priest could stand to serve him.
而到了列王记上第九章第一节到第三节的时候。
And when it comes to 1 Kings chapter 9 verses 1 through 3,
那就说到神就向他们显现。
And then talk about the revelation of God appearing to them.
神说我悦纳你们的殿宇。
And God says, I will accept this temple.
他要把它分别为圣。
And I see sanctified it.
这一个房子再也不是一个物质的房子。
And this building is no longer just material.
这个房子成为神的居所。
But it has become a temple of the Lord.
原来他们的金银木材跟在市场上的金银木材没什么不同。
Originally, their gold and the building material is no different from those of the market.
就像我们这些人原来跟世人没有什么不同。
And just like people like you and me, it's no different from the people of the world before.
但是当我们照着神的心意被建造起来，奉献给神的时候。
But if we were to offer ourselves to the Lord and to be built up together as a holy temple,
这个房子再也不一样了。
Then this one is different from that of the world.
这个人再也不一样了。
This person is now different.
神说我要把它分别为圣，成为我的居所。
Because God will sanctify himself to become his holy abode.
弟兄姊妹，你知道底下主耶稣神讲了一句什么话吗？
And do you know what the Lord himself has said after this?
他说我的眼，我的心要藏在其上。
And he says, my eyes and my heart will be upon it always.
哦，弟兄姊妹，一个人真正为了爱的耶稣，为爱耶稣的缘故，把自己奉献给神。
If there's truly a person who will offer himself to the Lord because of his love.
哦，真的尊重神住在他里面的这个事实。
And truly honor the fact that the Lord is dwelling within him.
我们不知道神的心要得到多大的满足啊。
And then we know that this knowledge is satisfying the Lord.
神说我的眼。我的心藏在其上。
And for the Lord himself said that my eyes and my heart would be upon him.
买过新车对不对？
Have we ever bought a new car?
当我第一次买新车的时候，住在apartment二楼，一天几次从楼上跑下来，下去看我的新车。
When I obtained my first new car, and even though I was living on the second floor in an apartment, but then throughout the day, I would come down a few times to look, check out my new car.
眼在他身上，心在他身上。
And my eyes and my heart was upon my new car.
不准人家叫我吃他吃东西。
And I would not allow anyone to eat with it in my car.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们的眼，我们的心就说到我们所爱的。
And my eyes and our eyes and our heart is talking about our love.
弟兄姊妹，这个圣殿这么叫神的心得到满足。
And we know this holy temple is satisfying the Lord.
没有多久。
Not much afterwards.
他们就忘记了爱他们的神。
And then they have forgotten the Lord who loved them.
他们在神以外另立偶像。
And then apart from God, they have set other idols.
所罗门建的圣殿。
And after Solomon built the temple,
就在所罗门还活着的时候，他就开始去拜祭别神。
And even Solomon still lived, and he started to worship other idols.
以下接下来几百年以色列的历史。永远脱离不了拜偶像的历史。
And then following the hundreds of years, then you know, the Israelites could never depart from the fact that they had worshipped idols.
到了以西结书第九章到十一章，我上次提过。
And until Ezekiel chapter 9 through 11, the last time I mentioned them.
神的荣耀从厄基六伯上面至圣所里面开始离开了。
And the glory of God started to depart from between the cherubims and away from them.
他是那么痛苦，那么依依不舍地离开了他的居所。
With much pain and reluctance, then the Lord had to depart.
当初为了爱他而盖的居所，今天百姓扭转肩头，不承认他。
And the holy temple that was built because of their love for the Lord, and suddenly the people had turned away from the Lord.
他一再的容忍，一再的宽容，一再的呼召他们悔改。
And God was still patient and to endure and calling them back again and again.
但是神的百姓越堕落越深。
But then the people of the Lord fallen deeper and deeper.
到最后，神的荣耀离开以色列。
Until the glory of God had departed from Israel.
从至圣所到圣殿的门槛，到了外院。
From the most holies to the threshing floor and until to the outer courts.
到了城的东门。
And to the east gates.
神舍不得离开。
God did not want to depart.
在东门停留了一段。
And he tarried there for a while.
百姓还是不悔改。
The people still did not return.
神的荣耀从东城出去到东城的山上。
And the glory of God exits through East Gate to the East Mountain.
百姓还是不悔改。
And the people of the Lord still did not repent.
我们看见神的荣耀从东城的山上升上去。
And then we saw that the glory of God had ascended from the East Mountain.
弟兄姊妹，如果神再也不是我们生活的目的和中心，我们这个人就是一个空洞的殿宇。
And if God has not become our purpose and our live, the reason for our living, then we become a hollow temple.
我们的人生是一个虚空没有意义的人生。
Then our life is but vanity without meaning.
我们的人生是一个不值得活的人生。
Then our life is worthless.
没有多久以色列亡国了。
And not much afterwards, the kingdom of Israel had fallen.
整个圣殿被拆毁。
The holy temple was torn apart.
仇敌放火焚烧仇敌践踏神的居所。
The enemy came and to burn up the city and to trample over the people of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，那么一个悲惨的结局摆在我们面前。
And it was such a tragedy presented before our eyes.
为了让弟兄姊妹有一点更深刻的体会。
In order for us to understand this deeper.
原来我讲一个真实的故事给你们听。
And pardon me to tell you a true story.
有一个从欧洲移民到美国的一个小女孩。
And there was a little girl who immigrated from Europe to the States.
这是一个非常真的故事。
And it was a true story.
她从小在一个敬虔的基督教家庭长大。
And she was raised in a godly Christian family.
父母在各方面教育她，希望她将来能够成为一个贤妻良母。
And her family tried their best to cultivate the child in order to bring her up as a lady.
她跟任何一个年轻的女孩子一样，她对她的未来充满了盼望，充满了憧憬。
But she was no different from any other girl. She had great hope for her future.
她不仅仅希望找到一个吸引她的人，也能够找到一个她爱的人。
Not only she hoped for a gentleman who is attracted to her, but also she would love greatly.
当她长成的时候
，and as she becomes of age.
后来在教会里面认识了一个。新得救的弟兄。
And then she met a new believer in the church.
这个弟兄对她非常的照顾，非常的体贴。
And that brother took great care of her and became her good friend.
他打动了她的芳心。
And then gradually her heart was taken by him.
她受吸引。
And she was attracted to him.
她也慢慢把她的感情放在这个人的身上。
And gradually her emotion was towards him also.
那经过了一段时间的交往以后。
And after a period of courtship.
他们有情人终成眷属，他们建立了家庭。
And then they enter into marriage and build a family.
但是底下一个晴天霹雳的痛苦临到了这个这么单纯、这么爱他先生的一个姊妹身上。
But suddenly, an earth-shattering pain came to this sister.
她结婚以后才发现她的先生原来是一个同性恋。
And after she got married, then she discovered her husband was actually a homosexual person.
从来不跟他有任何性的关系。
And they never enter into intimacy of sex.
然后他出去跟别的男人有性的关系。
But then he went out to have sex with other men.
因为姊妹，这是他婚前完全不知道的一件事。
It was something that the sister could never discover before she got married.
从小父母这么相爱，也一直教育他怎样要好好的将来来服侍他的家。
And from her young age, she was taught by her parents that, you know, about love between husband and wife.
她带着爱进入了那个家庭。
And she had hoped for such love and enter into her own family.
而那个家给她的是 surprise, 是伤害和更深的痛苦。
But then when it came to her own family, she was greatly surprised and she had a lot of pain.
她的先生刚刚开始不好意思，到后来就开始变成恼羞成怒，常常欺负她，打她。
And in the beginning, her husband was trying to make excuse, but then after a while, it became a fact and he was angry at her.
弟兄姊妹，她为什么里面痛苦？因为她太爱她的先生。
And she was greatly grieved within because she loved her husband.
如果没有爱，她里面没有这个痛苦。
And without true love for her husband, she would not be grieved so greatly.
也后来她的一个长辈问我们说，她到底可不可以离婚？
And then after a while, then she asked someone else, and could she get a divorce?
每一次她回到那个家中，那个家叫她痛苦。
And every time when she returned home, she had pain.
她每一次带着盼望回到那个家，都是带着痛苦，依依不舍，她离开这个家。
And every time when she had hope to re-enter the family, and she had to leave again, a bit of misery.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神，他这一生就是乐意与人同住的神。
And our God is so willing to dwell with man. And He wants to dwell in us, in our family, in our church. And so often He comes with joy and hope, and it comes with among us. But then time and again, and He was hurt, and then He had to reluctantly leave.
主耶稣来的时候责备他们, 这殿要称为
And so the Lord rebuked them and said that this temple should be the temple of the temple of prayers. But then you have made it become a den of robbers.
主耶稣每一次最后一次进到耶路撒冷的时候, 他每一天都进到圣殿里面来。
And in the last days of the Lord and on earth, and He was entering into the temple every day.
马可福音说到主耶稣进了圣殿以后,
In Gospel of Mark, recorded that when Jesus entered into the temple, He examined everything in detail.
弟兄姊妹,如果你那时候跟在主耶稣面前,你会陪着主耶稣哭啊。And
if you were accompanied Jesus at the time, then you would cry with Jesus.
这个圣殿变质了。
And because the temple has changed its nature.
这个圣殿被污秽了,
and the temple is now defiled.
里面没有一样真正为着神的,
and there is nothing that can be found that was for the Lord.
耶稣看完了以后, 耶稣就出城,
and then after Jesus looked at the temple, then He had to depart from the city.
他没有办法住在这里,
for He could not stay in there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我求求你们不要像听历史故事一样听这段圣经。
I beg you not to listen to this story like just listen to some stories of history.
岂不知你们就是神的殿吗?
And don't you know you are the temple of God?
这个殿是圣的, 这个殿就是你们啊。
And this temple is holy and it is you.
因为这边我们求神怜悯我们。
And we ask the Lord to have mercy on
us. 朋友, 你收听的是 福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。